so before my 10th birthday, I walked to the corner store with a $5 bill and picked up a jar of ragu for my mom. On my way home, a man I'd never seen before fell in step with me and began talking. "Hi," he said cheerfully. "My name is Dr. Ramsey. I'm a pediatrician. Do you know what a pediatrician is?" I walked along silently, not replying, and fervently hoping he would take that as a sign he should leave me alone. He kept chattering. "Are your parents looking for a pediatrician for you? Of course, you're almost a big girl now. You'll be needing another kind of doctor soon, won't you? That's okay, though. They can still bring you to me until then. What's your name? You have beautiful hair. Oh, I was just on my way to get some suckers for the candy jar in my office. Do you like suckers?" Thankfully, we were nearing my house, so I ran forward up the back steps and through the kitchen door. I didn't know it then, but that was the beginning of a very long, very scary ordeal. It didn't take long after that for Dr. Ramsey to begin showing up. At first, it seemed benign enough, at least to a kid. He would drive by nearly every day, smiling and waving. I told my mom, who said maybe it was on his way home from work. But then, the phone calls began. My dad called me into the living room and sat me down. He asked me about the day Dr. Ramsey followed me home and if I talked to him. He said I wasn't in trouble, but that I needed to tell the truth. I told him no, and he asked if I was sure. Could I be forgetting something? I told him no again, and he frowned, then asked, "Then how does he know your name?" I didn't know. One afternoon, my sister, two of my brothers, my mom, and I were in the kitchen. One of my brothers saw a glimpse of someone in the garage. They'd seen him too. Dr. Ramsey came bolting out of the garage, my brothers chasing after him. They ran all the way down to Cherokee Park, where he lost them in the trees. My parents called the police again, but nothing came of it. The only information they had was a description and a name that was almost certainly fake. A couple of weeks later, we woke to find our dog hanging from the side porch. She was a gorgeous, saddleback German shepherd born the same day I was. We were all devastated. Cops said there was no evidence it was him and ruled it accidental, but none of us believed that. By now, we'd given up calling the cops because it never helped, so we just went back in, each of us carrying a knife from the kitchen, just in case. Eventually, one of my brothers went into the kitchen to get a snack. You know that sensation you get when you can just feel someone watching you? He kept looking around the kitchen, through the doorway to the dining room, at the windows. He didn't see anything, but he could still feel eyes on him. So he went closer to the door to try to see better. The kitchen lights were reflecting on the windows of the door, so he still couldn't see. He stepped closer, and then closer again until he was right up to the door, then cupped his hands on either side of his head so he could see. There on the other side of the window pane was Dr. Ramsey, smiling back at him. He turned a yell for my older brothers, and when he looked back again, he was gone. They went out again to look for him, but didn't see him. A couple of weeks later, I was at school, and we were outside on the playground during recess. I was swinging upside down when I saw that now familiar blue Ford Galaxy cruising by, moving slowly. And there he was, smiling and waving. He called my name, and I ran to the teacher and told her. The school had been told all about him, and she took me right inside and called my mom. That same day, my mom had gotten a call from the school office asking her to verify that my dad was picking me up because he called to say he was on his way. Wasn't. Not long after that, I woke up one night thirsty. I went down to the kitchen for a drink, and there, sitting alone in the dark, was my dad. On the table, a gun. He was tired of the police waiting until Dr. Ramsey tried something. He was tired of his children being terrorized. He was tired of being afraid every moment he left for work that something would happen to us while he was gone. I sat with him for a time watching, but he sent me back to bed. And these events, and many, many more, took place over a period of about 18 months. Then, as suddenly as it began, it was over. vanished from our lives. The phone calls, the drive-by with the creepy waves, everything. For a long time, during and after the Dr. Ramsay days, I would have a recurring nightmare in which I would wake up to find him standing over me as I slept. It took a long time before I felt like a kid again.